Let's talk some more cricket. In fact, Jared, this time yesterday on BSB Extra, we had a lady on. Really nice to have a female on the show talking about netball. Her name is Kimberly Green. And Kimberly came on and we were talking about the new National League and everything was, she was honky-dory. And then she gave a certain Trent Copeland a big whack, and it's husband and wife. Trent, what's going on there?
She's never shy of a word. Young Kimberly, but no, it was great to have her on and hear her talk about the new Netball League, and yeah, I can cop it, mate. I give it out, so I've got to be able to cop it.
She basically said you'd been just okay with the injured finger. How is the recovery? I know you've been training for a week, 10 to 10 days.
Yeah, no, all has been perfectly fine. There's a bit of pain going on, but I'm back in action this weekend, Saturday, Sunday grade game for St. George. The mighty St. George club, and then Futures League game following into the Shield game on the 1st of Feb, hopefully. So, yeah, no, everything's going well on my end. Thank you.
And it's such a shame. I mean, you were in great form too before you got your injury too, Trent. So looking forward to seeing you get some momentum back and some cricket under your belt. Want to ask you, though, on a national level, this interesting little, this spat, I guess you'd call it, between Darren Lehman and Brett Jeeves, a former Tasmanian cricketer, over the, selection or maybe non-selection of Matt Renshaw heading into the first test in India. What have you made of it all? I mean, it's been pretty entertaining, I guess you could say, from the sidelines.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, I think, you know, conversations, maybe not to this extent, you know, happen quite often within cricket circles, and it's not necessarily the Australian coach and a former state and national player, but you know, these things happen, and I don't think the cricket fraternity look at it as you know, extravagantly as what people in the media and the public have. But you know, at the end of the day, everyone's got the right to their own opinion, and you know, the Australian coach, he was on the coverage last night commentating on the BBL. You know, he's a strong minded, opinionated guy, and he's got his views on what the Australian team wants and what they need. And in terms of the Renshaw stuff, you know, I'd be disappointed, I guess, if I was him, given that I just scored 180. Probably the last thing I want my coach to be saying is that I might not play the next game. But in actual fact, Darren Lehman is just talking reality and talking specifics around trying to beat India in India, which we haven't done for a long time. So I have no doubt that he would have spoken to Matty Renshaw and said, look, it's nothing personal. We're obviously ecstatic for what you've achieved, and he's got a long test future in front of him. And it's just one of those things that when you play for Australia, your spot is never safe.
Yeah, look, and so it should be. It should be pressure on that you've got to do things. I don't know, have you played any cricket in India?
Yeah, only very lower level stuff. So
yeah,
never for an Australian side. But, you know, playing in Sri Lanka and playing anywhere in the subcontinent, I think it's such a different beast, you know, to training and playing out here. And it's no surprise when you see the teams like Pakistan, who have, you know, the world's best spinner. They have a great test record. They've got two legends of the game in Misbah and Yunus Khan. Come out here and the conditions are just so different that it's very hard at times to adapt quick enough to get your teeth into a test series enough to try and win it. So I think it's good that we're starting to try and prepare earlier for the Indian test series. You know, we've got guys like Steve O'Keefe being asked to miss the T20 game the other night for the Sixers. Not great for the Sixers fans and the loyal fans out there, but the preparation is, let's get all our test guys on the plane to, you know, the subcontinent, learning the conditions, getting as acclimatised as they possibly can, in the hope that we can really fight tooth and nail for this test series, because it is really important to us.
No, that is the right decision by the Australian selectors. I mean, the Australian test team is by far, first and foremost, the most important thing. I'm sorry, Sixers fans, but you'll see plenty of Steve O'Keefe still. So just on whether Australia will take a third spinner to India, so you'd assume Lyon and O'Keefe will definitely be there at Trent. So is there room for another one, or will it be, say, maybe a Glenn Maxwell or a Travis Head even to bowls like some part-timers, or are we looking down the lines of maybe Adam Zampa or Mitchell Swepson?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting one. I would hope that the selectors and, you know, the people that are making these decisions have watched the last two test series that have been played in India, and teams like England taking some, you know, batting all-rounders that bowl a bit and things like that. And they haven't, to a large degree, had a great deal of success. So I think specialist bowlers with good first-class records in Australia are the keys to beating India in India. And it's also about picking our best bowlers. So if our best bowlers are, you know, quick airspeed guys like Hazelwood and Stark, Bird, you know, whether it's some of the other guys, you know, in our mould that, you know, are pushing towards test selection, they're quite young, like a Cummins or Pattinson, you know, these guys quite often can be the success over there. When we won over there many years ago, it was about Gillespie and McGrath. And yes, it was Warne, but it was about those guys taking a lot of wickets with reverse swing, Michael Kasprowitz, you know, so, and Brett Lee, mind you. So I think that can be our strength, is that we've got guys that bowl with good pace, bowl really good reverse swing, and no doubt we'll play lots of spinners. But, you know, maybe that's a way of thinking about it. The other thing is, Steve O'Keefe's first-class record at the bat is better than most all-rounders in the world. So, you know, we have, you know, someone there who can score first-class hundreds. He can score test runs. Glenn Maxwell averages 40 with the bat. So, you know, these are guys that can provide genuine ability with both bat and boards, not bit part, you know, he can do a bit of this, he can do a bit of that. So I think we're pretty well placed in terms of whoever we take over there.
And just one final one, Trent. Every Big Bash game is now vital, but the Sixers, they're $1.67 over the Thunder there on Saturday in the twilight. Thunder at $2.20. Sixers just going just a fraction too good at the moment?
Well, yes and no. I think it's a very different beast, the BBL, when it comes to the changing of international phases. So the test has just finished and now we're into the one-day phase. The squad's changed. We've had some internationals change over. So squads are actually very different to what they were at the start.
Yep.
And I think it's going to be a hell of a contest. The whole atmosphere out at the precinct around the SCG SFS on the weekend is going to be phenomenal. They've got the women's game leading into it beforehand, then the Sydney FC Wanderers derby there at the same time. It's going to be great for Australian sport out there. So it's going to be a good contest. I've got a little bit of a bias towards the Sixers. I think they'll probably get it done. But it's been a fantastic tournament, and I'm sure you guys would agree. It's been like a box office movie every night. Great finishes. Some serious ball striking with the likes of Chris Lynn and Kevin Peterson and these guys. So it's a super product that we're very fortunate to have in our country every summer.
Yeah, exactly. Bring it on. Good on you, Trent. Good luck on the return there on the weekend, mate. And we hope that everything goes to plan towards that Shield match in Melbourne starting, I think, February 1. Good luck with the weekend, mate.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having the worst half on the show today.
Thanks, Trent.
Good on you, Trent. Trent Copeland there. And TAB have got all sorts of cricket markets open. Jared, we mentioned the Big Bash there, and there's a match. And look, all of these games are crucial now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you mentioned $1.67 for the Sixers against $2.20 for the Thunder. We're holding four times more money on the Thunder than the Sixers for an upset there at this stage. And the outsider has done very well in the Big Bash this season. And $2.20 tonight as well, the Hurricane. Travelling to Melbourne to take on the Renegades, who are also $1.67 in that game tonight. In fact, we took a big bet on the Renegades there for that game as well. But and also that test match, I mean, it's a fair way away, about, what, 6 weeks away. But look, India are $1.50 in the first test over there in the subcontinent. Australia, $5.50 in the draw, $4. That starts on Thursday, February 23, Andrew.
OK, can't wait for that to unfold.